From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Dr. King, Police Emergency Hospital. You left word for me to call you, Mr. Dollar?
Yes, sir. I'm with Sergeant Mapes. Has there been any change in Miss Tierney's condition?
No, sir. No, none.
You think she'll make it, Doctor?
It's hard to say right now. Sometimes they rally. Sometimes not at all.
Doctor, it's very important that we see her.
I don't know whether to do any good, Mr. Dollar.
We want to question her.
Yes, I know, I know. Oh, why don't you and Sergeant Mapes come on over to the hospital?
All right, sir, we'll be right there.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Four State Insurance Company, Wilmington, Delaware. The following is an accounting of expenditures incurred during my investigation of the Todd matter, the burglary that resulted in a shooting. On a tip from an ex-convict named Orrin Vance, I came to New York to question one Gloria Tierney. My information was that she had in her possession an expensive mink coat, part of a $75,000 burglary at the Todd home on Long Island. Gloria Tierney was shot and seriously wounded by an unknown gunman before I was able to question her about the coat. A description of her assailant and how she had obtained the coat was still to be ascertained when Sergeant Dan Mapes and I arrived on the second floor of Emergency Hospital.
Mr. Dollar?
Yes.
Oh, I'm Dr. King.
Oh, yes, this is Sergeant Mapes.
How do you do?
Has she managed to talk yet, Doctor?
No, and she may not.
I see.
Now, before we go in, I hope both of you will carefully frame only your most pertinent questions. 2 minutes is about all I can give you with her.
Sure, Doctor.
Better put your cigarettes out in that.
Oh, yeah.
Ego facultate mihi ab apostolia sedi tributa indulgentiam plenarium et remissionem omnium peccatorem tibi concedo.
Father Deering wanted his word.
Patris, yeah. Et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
All right, Father?
Yes.
Is she conscious?
Just a minute. Yes? She can hear you, I'm sure.
You want to go ahead?
I suppose so. Has to be official. Are you Gloria Tierney? Is Gloria Tierney your name? Do you understand that you're seriously hurt? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Can you tell us how you came about these injuries, Miss Tierney? Miss Tierney.
Bill.
Bill.
Bill shot you?
Yes.
What is Bill's full name? Where can we find him?
Bill.
Where can we find him? Who is he? Doctor?
Watch out. Nurse, hand me the hypo.
Quick!
No? This might help. Sorry, fellas. Nothing more I could do.
Gloria Tierney died at 3:35 in the afternoon without revealing the full name of the man who had shot her the night before. Expense account item 7, $6, drinks. Myself and Sergeant Mapes.
Well, we're sure of two things.
Are we?
Yeah. His name's Bill. This is the worst whiskey I ever tasted. There ought to be a law.
I think there is, Sergeant.
I'm going to ask you something, baby. Outside of the fact that that girl up there died a few minutes ago and was Wearing a stolen mink worth $11,000 that you've been wanting to get your hands on. What about...
State Insurance Company, Wilmington, Delaware. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Todd matter. Expense account item 11, $3.05, breakfast. I got mad at the nurse when she brought in a bowl of hot cereal and a glass of milk. So I bribed an orderly to slip across the street and get me a tray of bacon and eggs. I was just finishing, Sam, when up came Sergeant Mapes. He looked haggard and tired.
Son, who happened to be walking down the hall at the wrong minute, took three in the head. He was dead before he hit the floor. Woman on the street got hit, not too bad. Two people outside just getting into a car got cut up pretty bad when bullets smashed their windshield. You keeping track of all this?
I'm trying to. This all happened after we got there, huh?
Yeah. You see, when you and I walked in there, William Charles had just finished killing his wife. He saw us and began pumping. You got hit and I pumped back at him.
You get him?
Yeah, but not till he had shot up everybody else. He's on the floor above you.
I remember they wheelchairing me down the hall for x-rays and lab tests.
He was dead before he hit the floor. Woman on the street got hit, not too bad. Two people outside just getting into a car got cut up pretty bad when bullets smashed their windshield. You keeping track of all this?
I'm trying to. This all happened after we got there, huh?
Yeah. You see, when you and I walked in there, William Charles had just finished killing his wife. He saw us and began pumping. You got hit and I pumped back at him.
You get him?
Yeah, but not till he had shot up everybody else. He's on...
Vaguely, I remember they wheelchairing me down the hall for x-rays and lab tests. Expense account item 12, 10 cents, the morning paper. The story of the shooting was splashed all over page one, and the solution to the Gloria Tierney killing in part. Slugs from William Charles' gun were matched with those that had killed Gloria Tierney. No mention was made of any loot from the Todd burglary being found in the Charles apartment. It was the second time within a week I'd been in a hospital room with a dying person. The first one had been a young... Expense account item 12, 10 cents, the morning paper. The story of the shooting was splashed all over page one, and the solution to the Gloria Tierney killing in part. Slugs from William Charles' gun were matched with those that had killed Gloria Tierney. No mention was made of any loot from the Todd burglary being found in the Charles apartment. Between back rubs and sleeping pills, I worried about that. I didn't worry too much about the fact that William Charles, killer, gunman, woman who had been shot by the man who now lay dying of police bullets.
What did they... What did they say?
You know what they say, Charles. You haven't got a prayer.
I didn't mean to kill Gloria. I didn't mean it at all. I want you to know that.
You took a lot of pains to do it. I was there, remember?
Yeah, I remember. Sorry. Been doing some guy she'd been married to before. I got mad. I came back that night, let her have it.
That all?
Yeah, that's all. That's it. That's it, mister. You take it or leave.
How did you meet her?
Mutual friend.
What friend?
None of your business.
All right, this is my business. Where's the rest of the stuff?
What stuff?
The stuff you took from the Todd place. Where have you got it? Oh, what's funny?
How do you feel?
Better now.
Boy, you sure look lousy. Here, sit down, baby.
All right, thanks.
Should you be out of bed?
Yeah, sure.
You're lying and you know it.
I suppose so. Well, how's it going?
You mean have we located the rest of the stuff? No. Not a lick of it. Funny guy, wasn't he?
He had his last laugh.
Well, you shouldn't be worrying about this stuff now. You ought to be taking care of yourself.
I am. I'm sitting here helping you worry.
I'm not worried about anything.
You're worried about the...
Yes, I think so.
All right,
so.
I'll take that.
Well, all right. Is water okay?
Yeah, sure, fine.
Should you be out of bed, Mr. Dollar?
You know, everybody asks that. No, I shouldn't, and yet I should.
Well, here you are.
Oh, thanks. Well, here's cheers. Remember the night Gloria was shot?
Of course, very well.
You know, I've been worried about that night.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Remember I came over here and I told you I was...
Why, no, I happened to see you and I wondered...
You wondered what kind of cock and bull story you could give me to get rid of me.
That's silly.
I sound that way. Yeah, that's a good drink. But not so silly if you knew that coat she was wearing was stolen and that I was after it and her.
How would I possibly know that?
Because you introduced her to one of your friends one night and he went overboard for her. And eventually he gave her that little present.
Are you saying...
He go in the same circles? Did he? Nah. He was introduced by a mutual friend, Mrs. Stromberg. You, the manager of the apartment house.
No.
Something else he wouldn't tell me. What happened to the rest of the loot from the Todd burglary? Two things he wouldn't tell me. He didn't have to when I sat down and thought it out. You've been working with him right along. You've been keeping all the stuff here.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Not so fantastic at all, Mrs. Stromberg, when you think that his wife, and she was a girl who'd do anything for money, they tell me, was willing to sell him to me for $2,500. You practically ordered it.
What is it you want?
You. Behind bars.
You're silly. But I'll go.
For a while, it did look silly. Mapes and his men searched the apartment house from top to bottom and found no trace of the Todd loot. That is, until they found a movable cement block in the basement. Well, the Todd matter ended with a 90%
Remember, there'll be another intriguing story for you beginning next Monday night.
Next week, a music lesson on a priceless Amati violin. Music and mystery and danger. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.